Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Monday, September 14th. I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and I'm excited to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by F5 Media. And as you get ready to start your week, here's what you need to know. First off, if you went to go see Tenet this weekend at your local movie theater, chances are it wasn't as packed as you thought it would be. The Warner Brothers film brought in an underwhelming $6.7 million last week domestically, which is a 29% drop from its opening weekend, according to CNBC. From a global standpoint, the movie has generated $200 million in ticket sales, which brought analysts to the following conclusion. Viewers in the U.S. are not ready to return to theaters. This poses a huge challenge for the film industry, especially for movie theaters who were relying on Tenet's success to help bring everything back to normal. On the other hand, Disney took a different approach with its live-action remake of Mulan, but unfortunately, things seem to have backfired. Disney was relying heavily on China to make Mulan a blockbuster hit. However, the film has found itself surrounded in controversy and poor reviews due to political issues and historical inaccuracies. Overall, the movie concluded the opening weekend with a lower-than-expected $23 million in ticket sales. Now heading into our second story for the day, I've got a quick update on Nikola. Last week, things couldn't have been better for the electric vehicle startup. They had just received a multi-billion dollar investment from GM, and their share price was the highest it's ever been. Well, that was until a short seller released a report alleging that the company had engaged in fraud. The report stated that the company lied about the capabilities of its electric semi-truck and that it wasn't drivable like it was originally presented. As a result, shares fell by 24.5%, and Nikola CEO Trevor Milton has announced that he plans to take legal action against the short seller while also bringing the issue in front of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Another big story that took place over the weekend involves SoftBank. The investment conglomerate is closing on a deal to sell NVIDIA Corp to British chip designer Arm Holdings for more than $40 billion. Arm Holdings is known for designing microprocessors that power most of the world's smartphones, and if combined with NVIDIA, it will become one of the biggest powerhouses in the semiconductor industry. Like Zoom, NVIDIA has taken off during the pandemic, and shares have surged by more than 100% this year, making it the best performing stock in the S&P 500. For those of you keeping track, this is a much-needed win for SoftBank, and assuming the deal closes, the company will profit by more than $8 billion from the initial investment. As for other big M&A stories, Gilead Sciences will acquire Immunomedics for $21 billion in cash, which is a 108% premium relative to its share price. Immunomedics is known for their best-selling cancer drug, Trodelvy, which will essentially help Gilead diversify its portfolio into oncology. Now, according to Evaluate Pharma, the breast cancer segment will generate $157 billion this year, making it one of the most lucrative opportunities in the sector. Many biotech giants such as Roche, Novartis, and Pfizer are also trying to expand and discover new cancer treatments as they look to assert their presence in the field. As for our last story of the day, wildfires have continued to wreak havoc in states such as California, Oregon, and Washington, and so far they've killed over 30 people in the process. Officials believe that windy conditions will continue to expand the range of the fires, which is devastating news given that over 16,000 firefighters have been working tremendously hard to contain the spread. Since the beginning of the year, wildfires have burned 3.2 million acres in California, which encompasses a larger area than the entire state of Connecticut, and has forced over 60,000 people to evacuate. That being said, President Trump is planning to visit California today and speak to various groups to address the issue. Anyways, folks, that's all we have for this Monday morning. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we will catch you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.